want an answer.
Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On April 22nd, Disability Alliance BC and the Individualized Funding Resource Center, or IFRC, spearheaded a rally outside of Gregor Robertson's office in Vancouver. Both organizations work to provide supports and services to adults living with disability. Previously the mayor of Vancouver from 2008 to 2018, Robertson is now the MP for the Vancouver-Fraserview South Burnaby riding, as well as the current federal minister of housing and infrastructure. The reason for the rally was to get a response from Robertson and his staff about the loss of funding for the Right Fit program, which is Canada's only program matching wheelchair users with accessible housing. The program was operated by Disability Alliance BC in partnership with the IFRC and lost its federal funding on April 1st of this year, putting it at risk of permanently shutting down. CJSF attended the rally and found that many of those in attendance were those that have directly benefited from the Right Fit program. At the end of the rally, over 40 people gathered together in a narrow hallway and went up to Gregor Robertson's office and knocked on the door.
Hear us. You have closed your door to our program and to hear wheelchair users that need accessible housing. Please respond. Please respond now. We are here in front of your office with closed doors. Thank you.
Right fit. Right fit.
Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit. Right fit.
No response was provided. After the rally was over, we spoke with some of the organizers in attendance. Here is what they had to say.
Sure, my name is Paul Gauthier. I'm the executive director at the Individualized Funding Resource Center Society, and I'm here with Helene and all these amazing people. Also, Helene is with the Disability Alliance BC, and we're in partnership around a program called the Right Fit program. And this program has been around for the last 9 years, supporting wheelchair users to find accessible affordable housing so that individuals with disabilities aren't end up being homeless on the street. That funding had been cut as of the end of March, shockingly, frankly. We've had federal funding for the last 6 years, and we had a press conference, and we asked the Minister of Housing, Minister Gregor Robertson, to look at reinstating those dollars, because we're talking about $500,000, but that program has housed over 371 people that really needed housing, wheelchair accessible housing.
No response in person, but how do you feel about just the turnout today and the all the people here that are in support, I guess?
You know, I'm excited about the people that came today. It's not easy, first of all, for wheelchair users to come here. This isn't the most accessible place to get to, but as you could see, that there was a lot of people here. There was about 40 people here altogether, and and these were people that have either been helped with the Right Fit program and has found their new home, and there's also people here that are desperately looking. We have over 230 individuals that are looking for housing at this time. And so for those that are looking and that we're here today, I hope that everyone knows that their voices were heard today.
What are the next steps?
Well, it's our hope that Minister Robertson will hear the message and be able to respond. We're looking for some emergency funding right now. At least to get us over the hump. I think that the reality is this is a program that is done significant help with government. I need to know that, you know, the reality is there's people in wheelchairs that are stuck in hospital, and the reason they're in the hospital isn't because they need to be there. They have nowhere to go to next. We have people in the extended care facilities We have people in seniors' home taking up a bed that could go to seniors. You know, they do not need to be in seniors' homes, you know. And so the Right Fit program has done an amazing job. They have navigators that work with both housing providers and wheelchair users to match them together. There's actually wheelchair units before us, before we came into existence. Wheelchair units were going to able-bodied people because housing providers weren't able to find wheelchair users to be able to use them. We made that connection now, and 9 years of that connection, it can't be dropped now.
Next, we spoke with Elaine Boyd, the executive director of Disability Alliance BC.
It feels pretty disappointing, actually. That's like the least I could say about that, particularly as constituency offices are meant to be open to the public. They're meant to be a pathway for the public to connect to their MP as part of the democratic process. I feel like that whole process has been completely shut down for us. As soon as they saw that there were a group of wheelchair users here to rally to save the Right Fit program, which we think we have a pretty good cause and a pretty good reason to be here, and we're a nonviolent group. We just wanted to make sure that Mr. Robertson knows that we're here, that we want to speak with him, that we want an answer, and ultimately we want accessible housing to be taken seriously. And considering that our program is the only one of its kind in Canada, we think that would be such a shame if it no longer existed. So we're trying so hard to keep it alive.
Yeah, many of those who attended today are people that have directly benefited from the Right Fit program. How's it felt knowing that, like, you know, even if there wasn't a response today, there was still this showing of people here dedicated to supporting this program?
It's been really heartening over the past month, really, since we found out that our funding would be cut. So we found out our funding would be cut in mid-March, and since then there has been such an outpouring of people in the community, clients, staff members from a variety of other nonprofits, other nonprofits and community members writing in letters of support, calling for Mr. Robertson to save the Right Fit program. That has been incredibly heartening, and I think people really recognize how this program serves a very specific and critical service that doesn't exist anywhere else. So I think you would only really need to look at all of the advocacy efforts that's been happening so far to see how important this program is. What I have come to know over the past several years of doing this direct service work is how critical it is to educate the public, particularly those who aren't disabled, about how important accessible housing is, and recognizing that for wheelchair users who are in non-accessible housing, that equates to a type of homelessness. We call it hidden homelessness because they're not able to enter or leave their home without assistance. They're not able to cook a meal without assistance. They're not able to have a shower without assistance. Can you imagine living your life not independently where you could if you were in accessible housing? That doesn't seem a decent or dignified life to me, and everyone deserves that. Every single person deserves a decent and dignified life. And what I found is that advocacy surrounding this is so incredibly important. So I really just call upon anyone. You probably know someone who uses a wheelchair in your life. It's quite prevalent, and you should speak with them and really understand what barriers exist for them in the built environment, and call for change, because we can't only rely on disability organizations such as Disability Alliance BC to make these advocacy points. We really need the full community to back us and recognize the dignity of people with disabilities.
Once again, you were just listening to Paul Gauthier, the executive director of the Individualized Funding Resource Center, and Elaine Boyd, the executive director of Disability Alliance BC, at a rally that they spearheaded to address a loss of funding for the Right Fit program, which is Canada's only program that matches wheelchair users with accessible housing. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.